Welcome back to another episode of the Banter Podcast. Today we're joined with the world's greatest chess players that have ever graced the sport of chess.
The Botes sisters.
Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Please, right. We need it.
Starting with Alex Botes,
okay.
An American-Canadian chess player and commentator, Twitch streamer and YouTuber. As a player, she became a 5-time Canadian National Girls Champion.
Okay.
Is that true?
That is true. Did you just so read my
I wrote that. Yeah. No. I wrote that out. And then let me find...
No, we really don't need to read the other one.
Andrea.
No, please.
A Canadian chess player, commentator, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, and Instagrammer.
Instagrammer.
From British Columbia, Canada. Nothing about championships in here.
I did. Okay. For the longest time, if you would Google me, the Wikipedia would just say Alexandra Botes' sister, so.
Okay, wait, let me read you the end.
Let's get into it. There's not much going on in chess drama, though, so I wish there was
some. Yeah, if only there was some chess drama.
It's so boring. Just nothing ever happens, you know?
Has anything interesting happened recently?
Alex, has anything happened?
Well, there's the biggest chess cheating controversy ever going on right now.
Oh, that's
well, as the convenient, isn't it?
So look, you're looking at three dudes right now, and you're thinking they're all really good at chess. I've played with you.
You were really good at chess.
No, but we don't know as much about chess as you two, obviously. So I have been holding off on this drama. I know literally nothing. Can you fill us in?
Yes. Andrea, do you want me to start?
Yes.
Okay, so there's this chess player, Hans Niemann, and Andrea's familiar with him. She could share more about that later.
Familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later.
Before you really jump into it, I have to start out, Hans Niemann, great name.
That's pretty solid. It's solid.
That's an awesome name.
Dominant.
I'm sure he's done nothing wrong. Sorry, continue.
He's a really young chess player, 19 years old, and he's playing in this elite grandmaster tournament, the first elite grandmaster tournament he's ever played against. And he plays against Magnus Carlsen. He beats him with the black side of the pieces, which is very rare.
Just for context, Magnus Carlsen is like the number one rated.
Yes.
After that, yeah.
Number one chess player in the world.
Like ever, right? Like
ever.
He's the highest rated of all time.
Yeah.
So he's
really the best ever.
Yeah, exactly.
He is the GOAT. He's Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Okay. And he beats him with the black pieces, which is even harder, in an endgame, which is what he's known for. Mm-hmm. And after that, Magnus withdraws from the event, which is the first time he's ever withdrawn, and he puts out a very opaque statement on Twitter about why he left. Yeah. That's implying that Hans is cheating.
Well, he didn't imply anything. It was very cryptic. He just dropped the tournament, and everyone just made all these suspicions. And then Hikaru went, and just all the streamers started farming the drama, and that's when the accusations came. Well, but then we found out they were.
He tweeted out the video of like the soccer. Remember the soccer?
Magnus Carlsen,
after he withdrew, tweeted out. It was like the video of the guy saying, "I'm not going to say anything. If I say something, I'm going to be in big trouble."
So they didn't say anything. That was all.
But by not saying something, he says a lot.
So, again, I don't know any of these people. So excuse my ignorance. Was he being a wimp or was the guy cheating?
So
I have a take.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it, Satnav.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's obvious to him, but to me, there hasn't been any like evidence that he cheated. And I feel like it's not that unlikely
almost like we have two people that may know more.
I'm not saying my mind can't be changed.
Honestly, when I said that, I was trying to trigger them to continue with the story.
And then we got Satnav who knows nothing.
I wanted to get what I thought out first.
I do want to. I think
from right now, from my perspective, there's no evidence that he cheated. I think maybe Magnus is just being salty.
We're a sentence deep into me understanding this whole thing. And so far, it sounds like he lost and now he's like butthurt about it.
Yeah.
So go on.
So that's what a lot of people were actually saying in the comments.
But there was a lot of evidence. So that's where you're
evidence.
Wrong.
What evidence?
So, you guys are deep into the chess community, right?
Yes.
So do you guys have behind the scenes tea?
Mm.
What have you heard?
And if not, you might as well just say yes.
Have you spoken to Hans about this?
Look, we may have had behind the scenes tea, which is, but we are waiting for more things to come out. So all we've ever commented on is whatever's public.
Okay.
But except until today.
Until now.
Until today.
people might not know, you play chess against guys, and if they win, they get to go on a date.
Okay, so we didn't come up with the concept. It was actually, he challenged me online, because before he became this prodigy or whatever, he used to stream a lot more chess. And he challenged me for a date, and I wasn't going to say yes, but then my dad made me say yes.
Your dad
and
made you say
that. That doesn't seem like a dad thing to do.
Hans and my dad were really good friends. It sounds weird.
My dad has been defending Hans through all of this, even though I think he's wrong. But
oh, yeah. You think Hans too?
Based on the newest evidence, yes. Which, you know.
So wait, we haven't mentioned it, but there was a method that he may have used to cheat, right?
So. The stories that went viral, am I allowed to say it now?
Yes.
Okay, so there was this one chess player who had a Twitch stream, and he was reading random Twitch comments as you do, and he made a joke, well, yeah, Hans may have used anal beads to cheat. I don't have a lot of experience, but, like, I guess he may have used them to cheat.
And it just went viral and put, like, headlines.
What is that? What does that mean?
The anal bead, like, could, like, be connected with, like, a chess engine and could, like, buzz moves, like, in his ass.
So wait, okay.
I mean, if you think about it, it wouldn't be that hard because you could buzz them between A to H. And then, so, like, the first buzz, you know, depending on the frequency, and then the second one would be 1 to 8. So then you would know the square.
But
right?
Then, so is he inputting the moves to tell it what to do, or is someone else doing that for him?
Well, somebody's like, no. Somebody else would have to do it.
Okay. Which, so all he receives is buzzes.
But like, who?
Again, there was no anal beads, but theoretically, how'd you know?
I have a question. Because like, you need access to like a computer to do that, to input the moves and then transmit it to his anal bead. There's no one in the room that's allowed to have a computer.
There are people behind the scenes, and one of the things that Magnus hinted. Like, Hans's recent chess coach is someone who has, like, a history of cheating in really big tournaments. So he was, if it's true, he was working with someone behind the scenes.
Or the first time when he cheated, basically, the moves were being relayed, and it was only 15 minutes. They changed it to 30 minutes after. Oh. But basically, he could have been sitting on a move, and somebody could have seen it and given hints. That being said...
Oh, they had, like, stream delay?
How much time was the whole game?
It was probably, like, 5-6 hours.
Okay, so 15 minutes isn't even that long.
Yeah, exactly. But again,
it was a 5-6 hour game.
Yeah, nobody found any evidence of him cheating over the board. The
did they analyze
found
his
it. His butt?
Yeah.
There's well, actually a very like, funny
a
great, clip.
Of a metal detector and this man bending over and doing
wait,
it
that
over
happened?
His bottom.
Yeah, I mean, he has
before
a full
the
metal
game.
Scan. No, after for the next
oh
game.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, typically when you enter high class tournaments, you have to go through like metal detectors anyway, so it may have just been a normal scan, but it didn't look like it.
Man, that is crazy. Now, here's an argument I'd make.
Let's hear it.
If he actually put beads inside of him,
which is very
possible, he earned the win.
Let him get away with
it. I think he won then. Congrats.
GG.
You know, I would agree with Carl, but unfortunately.
Wait, hear me out. Hear me out. If it wasn't for the beads, how did he cheat?
Well, nobody knows. So, in over the board tournaments, it's really hard to find people cheat, how they cheat, and it takes years. Like, in the past, there was people who were, you know, assumed to be cheaters, but then they only found the evidence like 7 years later when they were in the bathroom on their phone. Like, somebody could put a phone in the toilet. You
did they go
you
to
take
the toilet?
It. Yeah. And then someone looked over the stall and found
in this game, did they go to the bathroom?
I mean, you go in the bathroom basically every game.
Oh.
But he didn't bring any devices because he was so. Yeah.
But
so
surely they're like monitored in the bathroom, right?
Like anything.
Not when you're in the stall.
Really? Because even for my university exams, they would monitor us.
Well, okay, I have a question
yes.
for you guys.
And that's some UK shit.
You know what's funny?
In the
like,
bathroom.
In the US, like I would take AP exams, which are like supposed to be like the most like at least like, in high school, like it's like super proctored.
Yeah.
Bro, my friends are like we were like such goofballs. I would like hand my friend my like AP test, and he would grab it. And like write the answer and hand it back to me.
What?
Like it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
NA education.
Yeah, there it is.
You're over there getting monitored in the bathroom coming at our NA education.
No,
wait, you're getting monitored. So if you're going to poop, there's someone
watching. Well, no, they
just
watch. Okay, no. So they don't watch inside the store, but they like they check you don't have stuff on you, and they're like in there with you. But like they're not in the store.
Yeah,
they're standing in the bathroom.
And I'm pretty sure that there was only allowed one person in at a time. I'm pretty sure.
Did they flush the toilet for you?
No.
They help you aim, bro? Like, what's
that? No.
So you said that there's evidence of him cheating then?
Okay, so the last part of the puzzle. So the thing happened, all these GMs watched Hans talking about his game and his analysis, and it just didn't really match up. And then he finally came out and said, I only cheated when I was like 16 and one younger age. And people were like, okay, like he's honest. He came out the
online.
Truth.
Online.
Online,
he
yes.
He never cheated over
online,
the board.
Yes. And he said he never cheated over the board. And then recently.
So in an unimportant game, right?
Yeah,
he said it was less important. It were only online. They were never for prize money until...
Until a 70-page report just came out right now from chess.com.
A manifesto.
And that wasn't true.
70 pages?
And he's cheated like 100 times online in games for prize monies against top players and not... And one
Wait,
much more recently than he said. Like a couple days ago.
Oh, my God.
I never heard about
it. I haven't heard about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So there's like hundreds of evidences of him...
Cheating online.
For prize money?
Some were on
Did he win
for
money in those ones that he cheated?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure about that. But
he may have placed in some title Tuesdays.
What does
and
that mean?
That's the...
Title Tuesdays?
That's like this tournament with a ton of grandmasters with prize money that chess.com.
So grandmaster is what? I know what it is, but we have a lot of non-chess people here.
A grandmaster just also, is the
she
highest
said GM.
Ranking
oh, yeah.
in chess.
GM or grandmaster?
Grandmaster yeah. and GM is the abbreviation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you're cracked, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
So is he because I don't know anything about him. Is he GM level?
Yeah. So.
In your opinion, mm-hmm. cheating aside, do you think he is actually good enough to be like a grandmaster?
Absolutely. But once you get to grandmaster, there's a difference between being a grandmaster and say being top 100 in the world. Right now, he's in the top 60 in the world, which is really hard. Mm-hmm. And he's technically reached over 2,700, which is unofficial, but it's called Super Grandmaster. Oh. And there's only like 100 something people in the world okay. who are able to do that. Mm-hmm. And one more report that was not official, but a lot of people started looking at his games that were over the board, not online. And the rate of improvement that he would have had to do would have been greater than any chess player in history for him to maintain this speed. You know, so he's either the greatest yes. chess player that has ever lived or he's been cheating.
And what's crazy is he's doing all of this for you.
you know what's funny about
Let's
this?
Not working.
This totally reminds me of like the dream like speedrunning scandal. It's like
it's
there's
similar.
Like 70 page reports yeah. like, like analyzing everything.
Yeah.
It's like awesome. It's like
when was the last time you spoke to him?
Find out. To Hans? I didn't reach out during this whole
Can
thing.
We call him right now?
Oh my god.
Can we call him?
No.
He's been off social media.
I bet he would
I would be too.
Yeah, I would be off social media.
Yeah, of course.
I was assuming he was probably having everyone message him about it, so I didn't want to be worried.
Well, you're special.
Wait, so you're
you
telling
can
me,
get him.
You're telling me, you're telling me he beat you in that chess battle for a date, and then you still didn't go on a date.
Well, we were supposed to plan it the next time we saw each other, but he's been a little busy.
And the next
time
you see him is going to be behind prison cell.
Yeah, exactly.
There's this very funny clip in the video where Andrea's like, well, maybe you cheated. And now he blocks the video.
What if he did?
It's been going viral again because obviously, and it's so funny, the comments. Yeah, especially because
Have you looked at the analytics on that video? Did the views spike?
Yeah, it's spiking right now. It's very funny.
Do you think he whipped out the anal beads to go on a date with you?
Unfortunately, he's like top 100 in the world, and I'm a chess streamer, so he didn't have to cheat.
Does it rank you guys? Do you guys rank into Grandmaster? I don't know anything.
Yeah, we're pretty much there.
Oh, yes?
I'm a master, not a Grandmaster.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Good.
It's still good, but
I don't know what it is. It could be good. Master sounds like a really good name.
Yeah, it sounds like I'd be happy if I was.
What is somebody like? Zabnap is somebody.
I'm a special samurai.
Zabnap is somebody that I look at and I'm like, Zabnap could probably beat some random dude at like a Cracker Barrel, but like a restaurant.
Oh.
But like,
I hit 1,000.
I also would probably say 10 times out of 10 she would probably beat you, right?
Actually, last time we played,
we gave him giant odds.
Last time we played, I was a little bit better.
I'm pretty sure you were like blindfolded, right?
No, I beat her when she was blindfolded. But when last time we were playing, she had like 10 seconds, and I had a minute.
No, Samnap actually did it. He was a better student than George.
I was an even better student, if you recall.
You
can tell them.
So we hosted the greatest chess tournament of all time, Block Champs, where Minecrafters meet chess.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And on the final game, it was Samnap battling George for first place.
But how much money was it? It was like $10,000.
It was like $12,000 for first.
$12,000.
$12,000, that's a lot of money. Would you agree, Sam?
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
And I don't remember what happened. Well, Samnap won. And I don't remember.
So I remember.
You don't get to say anything.
I want to talk. George won't talk. You won't talk.
I was watching.
Okay.
I remember. They were talking about, because you guys were hosting it. They couldn't hear you.
I remember that.
Yes.
And what was happening was they kept saying, oh, he should do this move, or no, he shouldn't do this
move. We were drawing arrows.
And there were, while I was watching, for somebody that doesn't understand, I know what the pieces do, but I don't know, like, chess, right? There was a point in time where, I remember one specific instance that they drew a line and said, if he did this, this would be really bad for him. And then, about a stream delay's distance happened.
That's not evidence.
And no, I'm not saying it's evidence. It was, you did this and you said this would be a flaw if SatMap did this. And then about a stream delay of 15 seconds happens, and then SatMap moves the piece that you said to
look, I'll have you know, I'll have you know right now, if I was cheating, I would have had my sound on. If I was cheating, I'm not going to halfway cheat. I would just cheat and like demolish you. Like I would make you look like an idiot.
That's stupid though. Obviously you would half cheat and make it look less obvious.
Anyways, the point is, if I was cheating, I would have the sound on. Is
why?
What I'm saying.
SatMap, I want to know something.
If I'm cheating, and I'm, why would I not have the sound?
I don't know.
I
want to know something.
I can know.
Maybe listen, you weren't listening.
No, this is not, that is not the reason why George
okay,
thinks I cheated.
Okay, what's interest? No, that is, that is. Guys, okay, everyone shut
that's,
up.
If that's
everyone
your only evidence, in your mind.
I've spoken to both of you in length about this moment. I need an answer right now. Do you think SatMap cheated?
I did not cheat.
Let me say, I wasn't suspicious, but I always test every tournament we have for money with the chess.com cheating algorithm.
Okay.
And apparently, he didn't play suspiciously for his
rating.
Wait,
I was joking. You actually
thank
did
you.
That?
Yes.
Thank
I've done
you.
This for all of
our
no,
okay, look, the move that
what
you made.
Wait.
Thank you.
No. Obviously,
I'm clear.
No.
What do you mean?
No, because
well,
if you were cheating.
I mean, it can be wrong, but they said you're good.
No, okay, they say they're good, and that's based off, like, if he's using, like, Stockfish, they're giving the best moves.
But you could have been watching the stream following our arrows.
Which wouldn't have
been. So chess.com can detect if you're doing something that's too good for your own good?
Like, chess.com, yeah, they have a very intense algorithm. The only things I think they put public is, like, if you're swapping between tabs or something like that very quickly. But they can all, but based on the Hans report, you can kind of see what accuracy you're supposed to play with over a period of time in games that are flagged and stuff like that.
But here's the thing. In the game, I made a bad move, but it doesn't look like a bad move. And then SatMap capitalizes on it.
Listen,
okay, and the thing is, they showed the exact move
I
that he should do.
I still didn't explain myself this entire time.
They drew the arrow.
This is what happened.
And then he does it.
Let me explain
it. And obviously,
even number two speak for himself.
Why are you whispering?
The chest speaks for itself. All right, let me explain it.
All I know is I spoke with you in private, and you said he was cheating. That's all I know.
Listen, let me explain it.
They don't deny it.
I didn't say that.
This is what happened. The reason I won the game.
That's why I looked.
Is because the reason I won the game was because George blundered his queen.
Yes.
Now look.
But he had to find a really good move.
It was.
To win
it wasn't even
but
that insane
true.
Of a move. It really wasn't.
It wasn't a move.
It wasn't obvious.
Dude, that's
you
it. We need to scan both your bodies. Play a
chess. Oh, no. I remember my thought process when you did it. You're so salty because I whooped your ass and took your money. And this is what happened. He moved his queen, and he took my pawn, and I was like, "Fuck!" He just like fucked me. He just took a pawn. Like that's like not good. And I remember, I thought I moved every piece on my board that could attack your queen. It wasn't an attacking move. It wasn't like a dumb move. It was literally moving my bishop to attack your queen and blocking it out. That's all it was. This is a mega chess drama.
Okay, this is more important than Hans Niemann.
I want to know something.
Like, and George is so butthurt that I beat him. I just hate my win. You're Magnus Carlsen. You are literally doing a Magnus Carlsen.
So you think Hans is innocent then?
No, I probably don't.
I think Hans is
innocent.
If I'm
Magnus, then you're Hans.
It wasn't like that crazy of a move. It was like attack your queen with my bishop.
Yeah, it wasn't obvious.
From everything I've heard so far, with the real drama, not this part.
If you think about, hold on, let me say this. From a chess perspective,
Carl is like, my God, what
chess,
have we gotten
from
into?
A chess perspective, you could accidentally make that move because the way I attacked your queen with my bishop, and it's defended. The bishop's defended.
Okay, guys.
I don't know what we got ourselves
okay,
into.
Okay, we have a percentage, okay? 50% is you have no idea. Anything above 50% is he cheated. Anything below is he didn't cheat. What's your percentages?
50. I don't know.
You can't say 50 either.
Yes, I can.
I don't know.
They both have answers.
I don't think SatMap would lie. You look in my eyes. You
I
never
swear
lie.
To God.
No, I think SatMap is the exact kind of thing.
If I had cheated at this point, I would have admitted to you guys off camera.
I trust my good friend SatMap.
I'll tell you this. I would admit to cheating at this point because
I would have. I seriously would have.
It's been like a year.
It's been a long time.
Well, he knows that if he admits it, he's gonna have to pay me back. So
no, I also wouldn't.
First of all,
I'd be like, no, I did cheat and I got the money and I'm keeping it.
Yeah, and
that would be my move.
I swear to God,
I would get the money back somehow.
I want to know, have any of you, because we all played Among Us during the Among Us era. Did any of you, now that it's far enough away, did any of you cheat in Among Us?
Wait,
you
like
pull up, you pull up screens to see the imposters?
I was never good at Among Us.
Did you cheat?
No.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually did once. But it was an accident. It was an accident because I had someone stream up because I wanted to see the chat. And then, because I just wanted to see the reactions. Yeah. And I left the stream up. And I forgot to close it, and we went into the next round, and I saw they got imposter, and I was like, oh, well, it's too late, I've seen it now, but it was an accident.
So did you pretend to be Fivehead with the
info that you
had?
I don't remember how the game played out.
Yes, you did.
Like you were,
that's what that means.
I don't remember how the game played out.
I was just bad at Among Us, so like...
I would just become an imposter and troll. I feel like I would get like... I got so intense into Among Us that I would, like... If it was a year ago and somebody told me they cheated, I'd think less of them. Right now, it'd be like...
Oh, you were a sweat.
I was such a sweat back then.
I hated you in Among Us.
Because I would figure it out. I'd be like, it was George because of this, and George has the only one sidekick five up. And it was because of this and this.
I would just try. I remember like the funniest clip is like, I was imposter. I was playing with a group of people, and Tina was there. I was like, Tina, after this round, like we're talking, like some bonus round, follow me. She follows me. I go to a vent. I vent in front of her, vent back, and she starts running to the button to press the button. And I vent the other way, and I come back, and like right as she's about to get the button, I kill her. And it's just like the funniest.
That's
clip.
Amazing.
That's just the stuff I would.
The
do.
First
I would
time I ever met Tina was in Among Us, and that round, the very first round. I just killed like 8 people in front of her. She was like, I think she genuinely like almost teared up by the end of the
No one could believe her.
Cause, well, she was like, mom! And I was like, me and Tina were together the whole time. It was
and
neither
that's how the friendship was born.
Yep.
I don't understand what, like, was she not imposter? Like,
it's fun. It was at the point in Among Us where like, it was like too easy to be sweat and it was like instead like have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think Among Us will ever come back?
Yes. I think it will for like a month. And I think it will because of this.
Among Us VR.
Among Us VR is coming out.
And then everyone get bored of it. I think everyone get bored in a week.
Wait, so you just run around and
it actually sounds awesome.
I think it'll have the same like run that like Crab Game had. Mm. I think it'll have like a Crab Game style. It was there for like
Crab
2 weeks hardcore and then disappears.
Yeah.
What was your guys' favorite era of a game that went trending?
Are you into the MLS now?
Yeah.
How about you? Well, you go first then.
Well, I just play chess, so I don't really.
You?
Do you like the new chess update? Now. Yeah, exactly. We've been waiting a long time.
Andrea had a stint in Rust.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There was a Rust moment. And the first time I went into the servers, I didn't realize I was using my webcam mic, and I tend to speak kind of loud.
I realized. I remember that. Crunchy.
I was a naked man running into the wilderness. And my mic was like just so loud and so blasted that like to turn off the horrible noise, they just murdered me. And
so wait,
that was my risk.
They update chess, right? Like there's been updates.
What?
Duck
like,
chess.
No.
Have you heard about that chess first person shooter game?
No.
It's so dumb.
See,
oh, I saw a TikTok about
that. Chess with other games, but just sucks.
The chess first person game is dumb. Like whenever you go to attack a piece, you
have to go through a
shooter.
Actually,
it?
No, I saw a TikTok.
It looks
instead
cool.
Of, when you go to capture a piece, instead of like you capturing the piece, you guys go 1v1. And
no, like, so like, but it's cool though, because it's like,
yeah,
let's say,
it's like, imagine like someone blunders.
Let's say my pawn, were to attack your queen.
Yeah.
And then it would be a 1v1 and like a shootout, but my pawn has much less health than the queen.
Well, that's dumb.
That's
the idea.
Like,
that means
IRL
you can, that,
it
just allows you to blunder. That's
literally the fun part.
That's not fun.
It's like a completely different game.
Yeah,
it's like a chess-focused game.
Yeah, yeah.
A chess-themed game.
That's cool.
Yeah, maybe.
That's like, what is the point of it even being chess at that point?
There's a cool chess-themed game that I saw online, and it's kind of like chess meets snake.
Oh.
You have like a little king that's running around, and there's bushes and little stones, and you can build around your pieces and disappear, and you're like building an army, and it's multiplayer. And that's
crazy,
kind of fun. But yeah,
I love Snake, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really do love Snake.
No, I played so many hours of Snake.
Actually,
really?
When we were in Boches Abroad, there was a fan who came up to me while you weren't there, and they're like, please tell Alex I really love her Snake stream. So there you go. Now
you know what?
What a great segue.
That is the perfect segue, because I was, while you were saying this, in my brain being like, how are we going to segue this into talking about Boches Abroad? Genuinely. We have that written down.
This is why I checked it out.
Okay,
you can't.
Don't look at the rest.
Wait, no, can I see? Let me see all of the notes.
Did you have any problems?
That's two bullet points.
No, there's more. Did you have any? Okay, they did a travel show. You went like all around Europe, right? Playing chess.
Yes.
On stream.
And also, you know, other stuff. Like we went to Oktoberfest and we threw a chess techno
and
party.
And we waved on stream.
Wait, so on stream.
So where did you? What country did you start in? And where did you all go?
We started in Romania. That's where we're from. And then we did Finland and Germany, and we're gonna do another country that we haven't announced. Maybe we'll announce it on stream in November.
Oh my god. Wait, tell us.
We'll bleep it.
We wanna go to
Oh my god!
We're gonna bleep it, but they're gonna read her lips. Let's
They can try to guess it.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Wait, that's actually cool.
No, it is.
I've never been to that.
I think it was really interesting trying to make IRL a little bit more fun and plan things for it. Whenever I watch IRL and it's people just walking around, I don't like it as much as if there's an activity or like that. Yeah. So we tried to plan things. What'd you think of it, Andrea?
Yeah, it was definitely very ambitious. Like, so we did one season last year, which is actually where we filmed our first YouTube video with George. It was the first time we ever tried like doing a pre-recorded video for YouTube.
The intro was so bad.
Yeah.
It was, Wait, it's great.
What do you mean?
It was
so bad.
Yours was good. Mine was bad.
It was bad in terms of like YouTube. But
yes.
It was fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's why half the retention dropped after the intro, which we thought was a funny skit, but the YouTube algorithm.
I remember when we
the fact that you just said funny skit as the intro is hurting my brain.
Yeah. No, I remember at the time.
Have you seen it? You should watch it.
No, right now.
Can we get a live reaction? No, actually. I thought it would be funny to watch Carl react to the intro.
Okay, but I remember at the time, like this intro, it's like how long is it? 20 seconds?
Yes.
It took us honestly like an hour and a half to film that.
Okay, and Carl, George and I found Botez's chest.
Okay, this was the first time
we did a pre-recorded video for YouTube.
We're getting better.
And we didn't know what we were doing.
We're getting better. Okay.
Whoa, it's called George Cheats and Chess.
Also, look at George's hair.
This is like the cheating episode.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's.
Okay, wait, skip this part. Just skip 10 seconds. Yeah, right there.
You're gonna miss this.
Such nice tea you have.
Oh my god.
It just tastes so nice.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
This is so nice in him.
I'm so happy you like it.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? Andrea. You're driving me crazy.
I don't know what we were thinking. This is too weak.
I don't understand how one person can be so annoying.
It's time we get her back.
I think so too.
Oh, that's amazing. We did this.
That is crazy.
I know. It's
did you record it twice to get over the shoulder for him?
Yes.
And over the shoulder?
We had one camera.
I can tell. Holy cow.
We were really dedicated because we just thought it was an amazing script.
That's wild.
I'm pretty sure I told you at the time that it was a bad idea.
Did you get down to
40% retention after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, okay, it wasn't, since there was like a lot of stands, they were like really eager to stay until the end.
But there was a big drop during the skit. Oh man.
Anyone just randomly clicking into that video was gone.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
But maybe it's it's so out there that maybe they stayed. Well, I guess they didn't, but.
Everyone was just commenting porn acting.
Oh yeah, let's say
rightfully
that.
So, to be clear.
You live, you learn.
So you're saying that IRL streams have been boring.
I think and IRL streams when you're just walking around are not as exciting as when you have activities.
So what have you been doing to change that?
Well, we tried to do very specific things. Like we went to a farm, we went to a judo stream, we went to a shooting stream.
Oh, I saw the pictures of you at the farm on Twitter.
Yeah, it was very fun. Andrea always gets attacked by
goats. Wait, like judo is in the martial art?
Yeah.
Because in Romania, since all of our family is from there, a lot of the episodes had like ties with our family history. So it was the club that our dad trained judo in when he lived in Romania. And then the shooting range, our uncle from Romania had like an Olympic medal for shooting. So we went and trained with him.
That's crazy.
My dad was really into judo. Really?
Oh, really?
No, it was really fun. I really liked it.
Yeah.
They should.
The Botez dad against the Jacobs dad.
Let's see who wins. We could have a junior
match. That would actually be really fun. We should just have dads battle it out instead of creators.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Oh, the next boxing match should be dads instead.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Have you guys ever brought your dad on stream? No.
My dad's like a meathead.
Your dad's been in Mr. Beast videos.
He was in a Mr. Beast video, yeah.
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he had a lot of fun. But it's like, he's not for that. He's like a fighter. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, he was at one point, he was a national champion for judo. Like, he was, that's all he does. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he's into.
Oh, that's awesome. Our dad got third in Romania, so they should fight.
Yeah, that was actually
why. I would pay to watch it. Like,
we're setting it up, dad. Yeah.
How old is your dad?
I do know. I just want to say.
Okay.
He's in his 50s.
So is our dad.
Oh
my God.
How tall are your dads?
My dad's like shorter than me.
Our dad's 5'11". Yes.
Oh, your dad's taller than my dad, for sure.
Okay.
His height matters.
Well, my dad's more alpha.
I guess I lost to Alex, so height might matter.
We did fight.
Yeah.
We should set that up.
That would actually be really.
All right,
fun.
That's the next. You know what? Get us to 1 million by the end of the year. And our dads are gonna fight. Yeah.
How long do you think creative George's dad are joining?
How long do you think creator boxing is gonna be cool for?
I think
here's what I think will happen.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Because there's two answers to that. I think creator boxing will not be cool for a while. I think creators are going to become boxers, and they will remain cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jake Paul is probably... Jake Paul boxing is going to outlive creator boxing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that's probably the case. What do you think?
I was thinking more about in YouTube and Twitch, and I feel like for YouTube and Twitch, trends go in waves, and boxing is the best activity that is physical to see streamers going at it.
Yeah.
So I imagine it'll be something that it's organized once a year or so, and whenever you have big headliners, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be wrong, but I just feel like the format is so good
where
that you have two people that have rivalry and they literally fight. Like, it's too good to get out of fashion.
Yeah. I think it's going to get out of fashion only if, like, I don't know. You guys are top creators, and you guys would not consider boxing, right?
I would consider it.
You would consider it?
I would think.
I've been offered.
Wanted to.
To box.
I'd
someone.
Consider it.
Would you guys
it.
Box?
I would.
I cannot see you guys do the. I really wanted to do the Ludwig's chess boxing event, but we were abroad. Otherwise, I probably would have done it.
Really?
But maybe next year. I watched the Mr. Beast video, and it was very funny because you guys were just talking about the work ethic.
Wait, what Mr.
Beast
video?
Oh, the latest.
Oh, you watched all banter.
Oh, banter episode.
I prepared. Well, I watched the first 5 minutes because then it got boring, but it was very funny.
Whoa, it didn't get boring.
Okay.
Wait, you ruined our retention. You cut out at 5 minutes.
Well, I tuned back in and I like skipped a little bit. So
she watched on mute because she cares.
No, I let it play for the entire time I did my makeup for this podcast.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take that.
Well, I already said it.
What do you have in your thing?
Oh, we have an important question.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, this one can get cut, potentially. Go ahead.
Ooh.
I actually don't know anything about it.
We genuinely don't know.
So,
okay. I'm curious.
I don't know if this is, like, bad, but, like, what happened with, like, Envy and Optic? Did, like, Envy die or something?
It's, like, disappeared.
Wait, let me explain it a little deeper then. Is this something we can actually talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. So Envy and Optic are two gaming orgs. They signed on to Team Envy, right? They got a house with Team Envy. They're a part of like a whole group of streamers that were signed on to Team Envy. And then all of a sudden one day, publicly, all of a sudden one day, all of them then signed to Optic.
Mm.
Yeah. So the euphemism is that Envy was sunset. That's
sunset.
How we say it.
Wait, so Envy
sunset.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Can you explain that in normie language?
Yeah.
So Envy first bought Optic, and then the Optic brand was just so much stronger that since Envy owned Optic, they decided to just rebrand under them and move everyone under Optic.
Really?
So it's actually not as crazy as it seems.
So it's kind of like when
so you're
Envy bought Optic. Maps and then just
yeah,
I thought Optic bought Envy.
No, Envy owns Optic. So the CEO of Envy is now the CEO of Optic.
Mm.
So Envy bought Optic, and then got rid of their name Envy because Optic is more of like a household name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's easy. So you still work with the same people and all that?
Well, they actually switched our team too. So now we work with a lot of the Optic boys and the Optic team, which is cool because they do a lot of their own content.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been a really big plus because when we were under Envy, they were really trying. We were their first content creators. But I ran into one of the other streamers we were with, Bobby Poff, and we were laughing today about the time when he was turned into a baby as part of one of the Optic videos, and we were throwing diapers at him.
So, Envy, all orgs are, you know, trying to integrate content creators into competitive esports and competitive gaming. And, well, when Envy was trying, we did a professional thumb war boxing match.
Full production.
And we dressed one of our streamers, who's an adult man, as a baby.
Who's over 6 foot.
So you could kind of, you know, tell how the content trial was going.
That was wild.
But now, Optic, what I really like about Optic is it's run by people who are creators.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes a huge difference. Yeah, exactly.
I do see a trend for esports orgs of going much more creator-driven than esports driven.
Which can't be corporate-run.
I think it's good for, like, esports orgs to have, like, a lot of, like, just, like, big creators. And then having, like, esports kind of be, like, there as well, but not having it be, like, the main focus.
I think there's room for both. Go on.
Do you guys think it's worth trying to merge, like, competitive gaming and content creation?
I think there's definitely a space for it.
I think in a world where you do it well,
it makes sense.
What
does doing it well mean?
As in, like, so the content creation side can promote the esports side.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
But, like, if the content creation side is just, like, weird and lame, then it's just kind of, it doesn't really serve a purpose, does it?
I think the best way is to have, like, really good, like, content with the game, like content creation with the game, and have esports like pros.
Like, I think 100 Thieves does it good.
Yeah.
Like, they just have like creators doing whatever they want, right? And they do.
It's not very competitive. It's not like there's a big balance between the content creation part and the competitive gaming part.
You just need to use content creation to advertise the competitive game.
I mean, they have. I was asking more like the people who are playing competitive Valorant or whatever.
Doing the crossover.
I was asking about the crossover.
I think personally, this might sound stupid. I think esports creators, if you watch my stream, you're not watching my stream because I'm good at video games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just the truth.
But even though I am
the best at Gang Beasts that's ever existed, the best at golf with your friends that's ever existed, you're not watching me for that. You know what I'm saying? You're watching me for like an entertainment
factor. I only watch you for your Among Us gameplay, Carl.
Except for, Among Us, I'm wild. But but I think the same is for most. Obviously, there's overlap, but I think let the esports players do what they're amazing at, and then the content creators can do what they're amazing at. I think the detriment is when you force them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's the problem.
You don't force them. You need to have like...
I think on occasion,
you find esports pros that are just good at content creation.
Here's an example. Tens.
Exactly.
Tens is amazing at content.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Bjergsen, another example. So he's great at making content.
You get people
content.
That are like just have good charisma and all those like things are good for content.
And there's a ton
of
examples.
You plug those guys into the content creation, and that's how you get like.
And
the,
I think the thing is, it shouldn't be like a factory churning out content. You know.
Yeah.
I think it should be.
That's what we
an opportunity arises and you take it. So like, I can't be able to brainstorm an idea, but like hypothetically, this esports player. Coincides with some other like content creator on the same team where they can do an interesting collaboration, then do it. But then don't be like, every week we're gonna go here and film and we're gonna make a video.
We would never do that in the in-house.
So do you see a lot of improvement because you moved from Envy to Optic now?
A ton of improvement, and they really understand this. They want to make content when it makes sense and when it feels organic.
Where do you
so that's
see
like what I said basically.
Yeah.
So I'm a genius.
You are, yeah.
You're a genius that came up with something that they already come up with months ago.
And
no, but I just came up with it on the spot.
that's fair.
They planned it out.
Fair enough.
They should hire me.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the CEO part of Team Optic.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about finding ways to reinvent chess streams, IRL streams mixed with chess, this, that, chess. Do you see yourselves in the future doing much more content that doesn't revolve around chess?
Well, actually, the question was, could you see yourself not doing chess?
I mean, that's what we've been doing for like 50% of our streams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like more, I mean.
Yeah, I do really enjoy vlogging and other IRL content, which we have been doing a lot, like on our travel show. And obviously, that's how we started experimenting with it, just like on Twitch. But I even considered making like a second channel just for IRL, but I think we filmed our first sister vlog
we
ever.
Did.
We haven't posted it yet, but that's our first time trying, and we're gonna see how it does.
What's a sister vlog? What does that mean?
It's really exactly what it like sounds like.
It's like the Vlog Brothers?
Two sisters
who vlog together. Love each other very much.
La 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 la.
We actually have been singing this song like every
day,
I'm not kidding.
Is that actually in the vlog?
Yeah, no. It's our anthem.
So wait, what is...
So those are two answers.
Is it like actual good content, or is it just like a vlog?
We tried to make a good content, so basically...
We're still learning.
Because there's a difference between like a vlog and like an IRL good video.
We tried to make it good, so we basically got our creator friends in LA to give us recommendations, and we tried to do it all in LA in 24 hours.
Okay.
So
you
had
a good direction.
So,
you have the word 24 hours in the title, so it's probably good.
Yes.
You can put retention hacky with vlog content.
Exactly. And we tried to just like wait till the end to see this, but it still feels unnatural for us to do that. It's a learning process, but if you see where we started with the porn acting in the George video to where we are now, it's starting.
It's come a long way.
When you start as a Twitch streamer, you're just being yourself on camera.
That's
so transitioning to being able to vlog is difficult.
It's much more difficult to have to hit record and intentionally do something.
On time.
Yeah.
We started off doing YouTube.
Yeah,
you did Twitch as well, right?
I did Twitch.
SoundUp had a big problem with recording.
I just feel like weird.
His personality changed.
Did you do the Hans accent?
Like,
I will say, I will say this. I actually think that Savnap and George act differently when we record than when we don't.
In what way?
George tries to act like he doesn't.
Well, no, obviously I'm different, but like you had like, but like in a good way. No, originally you were so stupid.
Wait, how long did it take him to get good?
Probably like, unironically, I could say it was like a year.
Yeah, it took a while.
We're on track.
It should.
Two sisters.
Well, like, this is like, it's a skill.
I think that's actually very fair.
Yeah. To be fair, like, a lot of people just think YouTube, streaming, whatever, it's easy. It's actually not.
And I'll tell you proof that it's not is we do Mr. Beast videos where we have random people come up as like guests, like you give money away to. It's great. Obviously, it's good that we're giving it to random people rather than just a bunch of people we know. But it is challenging to find people that are good at reacting in front of a camera.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my God.
Oh, we did a video where we gave an iPhone to somebody at the end, and her reaction was
she had no reaction.
She took it. She was like,
she didn't even smile.
Yeah.
So we just had to cut it out.
We had to cut it out
because it's so bad.
Oh
my God.
It's detrimental.
Which, yeah.
Shout out to Jimmy because he doesn't fake anything.
Yeah.
So he'll do sections where he'll give stuff away to people. They don't react, and then he'll be like, well, we're not taking it back, but we can't put that in the video.
Damn.
So you just filmed it again and just lose more money.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd have to film it again.
Yeah, why didn't you guys just buy another iPhone and give it away?
Part 2 is coming. We're going to UCLA.
Yeah, maybe.
The Vlog Sisters. Okay.
I have one last question for you guys, because you're YouTubers. Do you ever think that the YouTube trends will come onto Twitch and people will do it live? Like 24 hours on this, but you're doing it on Twitch instead of YouTube.
It's like a subathon.
Kind of, but it's not as big.
Well, the problem with Twitch, it's like it's hard to be as retention-y as YouTube because obviously you can't edit, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, obviously, there's.
I think it's already happened a little. Yeah. I think event-based streams are kind of like stepping.
That's
up.
Like what we do. Like we don't stream unless on our main accounts, we don't stream unless we know kind of a plan of what we're doing. Like we plan it out kind of like a YouTube video, and then just stream. Like you could turn our streams most of the time in like. It would be as if we're recording, and we would then edit that into a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most people that stream,
they just go live
and do whatever they want. They don't have a plan.
What they're gonna do while they're
Yeah, the duality of streamers is us and then foolish gamers.
Yeah, exactly.
What is foolish?
Foolish has better, and neither is better or worse. Obviously, there's arguments.
It's a different style.
The fact that Foolish gets to stream 10 hours a day consistently every single day, and he's guaranteed he's at TwitchCon right now, scratching his neck, freaking out that he's not live. You know what I mean? But he also is straight up the type that can hit go live, then decide what he wants to do for the day. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what we try to transition out of, but honestly, I can't really tell what's better. Because, like, for the full year when we started, we were just Twitch streamers. Yeah. And that's what we're doing, because you have to just put in the hours, so you don't have time to prepare everything.
Yeah. And you just grab the best parts.
Well, I don't think there is a better.
Yeah.
I think it's whichever one you enjoy more, right?
We're exploring, and it'll take some time.
Yeah.
In my perspective of it, it's like, there's the two options. You can either have a lot of hours and you just give out a lot of content, mm-hmm. And you're typically your view count will be lower than if you kind of have a more planned out stream and do it.
But maybe like a more loyal community. But yeah, like community.
You could easily build like a way more loyal community with just streaming more hours. Because as like a smaller streamer, it might not work if you're just doing 2 hour streams like every few days. You know, mm-hmm. Like we can do it because we're like. Big, I guess.
Well, we just got lucky. Okay.
I guess we got like, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, you have to flex on us.
It's just how it is. So like, obviously, if we had like a tenth of our following and we streamed once a month like I do, mm-hmm. I'd be dead.
Andrea, why are you putting your feet on me?
Sorry, it was an accident. It was intentional.
But yeah, I mean, I always like thought about this when we started streaming. It's like, I don't think there's a better way of doing it because technically like having a higher view count isn't necessarily like, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger number. Like, you'll get more money in, like, ads, and that's it, you know? Like,
you don't think it's related to the quality?
Why you have a higher view count, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
the argument.
Yeah.
I think, it's if you're just trying to make money, I don't think doing the whole event-based streams is ever going to be...
Well, yeah, we could have made, like, 10 times more money if we just streamed a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, in my opinion, I like doing something that's kind of unique and planned out rather than just being like, here I am for 5 hours straight. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So okay. I guess it's just a personal preference.
No, that makes sense. And sorry, actual last question. Mm-hmm. How much of YouTube do you think is a learned skill?
All of it.
A lot.
I'd say literally 99%.
Yeah.
Like, I think people argue that there's more luck than there is. There's definitely luck.
What about people who are like naturally charismatic and really good at it?
You know who's not naturally charismatic is most of the top YouTubers I know. Yeah. I really do mean that. Yeah,
I don't think I am.
They're crying hearing that.
No, like honestly though, I think that's true.
I think YouTube changed me a lot. Before YouTube, I would say I was very introverted. I mean, maybe I still am. Am I? I don't know. I don't think I come across that way.
I don't think you come off as introverted.
But I think like I would never like talk to people much. I'd be all like.
So how did you get so good? Was it just putting out things? Working with friends?
I think just having an audience, like a big audience. Because like when you go
like, famous before I was even
like
very
I don't
easy.
Know like I think, yeah I mean when we first if you go back and look at my early YouTube videos I was like it's completely different or my early streams even like it's insane if you watch my early streams I'm like so timid I'm like hey guys thanks for the follow and, like,
yeah
I'm like it's crazy it's so different. And I think it's just getting conditioned to being like, oh, there's a couple hundred thousand people watching me. This is like massive stadium looking at me.
Uh-huh.
You just get used to it. And it's like, okay, you have to, and just knowing that in your brain, if you're like being like boring,
then they're gonna leave.
Yeah, you're forced to be interesting and like expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually just changed me as a person, I guess.
So you're saying off camera, it's changed you too?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
It's definitely made him a worse person.
Yeah, for sure. I'm 100%
an asshole.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very different than I am on camera and off camera.
I don't think you're as different as you think. But you always say that, but I don't think so.
I think on camera, everybody's a caricature of what they actually
are. Yes, that's how I explain it to me.
Especially as a streamer, it's really hard to be completely different.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you just know that if you're being too boring and you're not playing it up, it's just not interesting for people, so you start getting into that habit.
Yep.
Also, so, before we end the podcast, I feel like we should all do one final take on what you think on the Hans Magnus drama.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Well, all right.
Like
starting
a
with Sapnap.
A decision on if he cheated or just...
Yeah.
If you what you think, like 2 sentences.
I mean, based on his past, I mean, clearly he's just cheated a lot. And a lot of the grandmasters say it doesn't make sense. I think it sucks that there's no evidence because it's just kind of like... At the end of the day, you don't know unless there's like hard concrete evidence. But I guess like I would probably lean towards that he probably cheated based on his past.
Sapnap changed his opinion.
I did. I said my opinion could be changed.
Okay.
I think the suspicion is justified, and I also get people who said, let's wait until evidence.
I, as Hans Niemann's white knight, must say he's innocent.
That was the most political answer that I've ever heard. I think we should wait for more.
Yeah, literally.
Who knows? But yeah, I think I'm similar in that. It's like, you can't be
You're
sure.
You're a white knight too?
No, it's just, no, I'm saying it's, I think it's hard to say he cheated because what is the evidence other than Magnus left the tournament, right? Well,
and all the online.
Well, that he's cheated in the past.
And the GM analysis.
But yeah, okay, but he's cheated in the past.
Like 100 times.
Okay. Okay.
I lied about
okay, you know, okay.
To be concise.
You know what, maybe I changed my mind. The GMs, the Grandmasters, thinking it's very strange the way he's explained himself, I think is telling, because obviously they're smart and they know what they're talking about. And that's they're all ganging up on him, and he's like a genius and just has like his own way of doing things. Because like, it was in interviews, the way he explained his like thoughts or whatever, it was weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I think either he is just like insane and like above everyone,
yeah,
or he's
gonna be the new like,
we'll see going forward. I think time will tell, because if he kind of falls off, then I think he cheated. But if he goes on to be number one in the world or like very close, I think he might not have cheated.
Time will tell is very accurate here.
The chess, so what is it? The chess speaks for itself.
The chess speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Carl, and finally, Carl.
I think be non-political to make up for
I think Magnus Carlsen, is that his name?
Yeah.
Also really good name.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that going into this. Do you have to have a good name to be good at chess? Is that what works?
Is that why we're not good?
Oh, shoot. I thought you guys have good names. Good name.
All right. Yes,
that's fine. It's not a fine name. Magnus. Not a grandmaster name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is literally Magnus.
Like, I feel bad because it feels like a slippery slope saying that somebody for sure cheated when there's no evidence. I think that's a very slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that motherfucker cheated, bro.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, actually.
That's it.
Yep. All right.
Goodbye. Die.
Wait, no, let them shout their things.
No, it's over.
No.
We're over.
Say your things.
Okay. No.
The queen is dead.
All right, well, that's the end.
Could you
guys,
shout us out, George?
Yeah,
George,
yeah,
you
do
this
for us.
They are Botez Live on most things. YouTube, Twitch. And then you have your personal Instagrams
and Twitters. Which are?
Come on, George.
Which are?
What's our personal Instagrams?
Alexandra V. Botez.
That's my Twitter, so I'll take
it.
Got the V?
It's Andrea Botez.
What is that, insert or Twitter?
Is that not your Twitter?
Instagram is what I said.
Instagram?
Andrea's giving him a dad.
Look, I don't know your ads, okay? I don't know.
They're also bad ads.
We'll have that link will be down below.
Whoever has Andrea Botez, please give it to me.
I'm getting Alexandra Botez on Twitter. It's been a battle.
So what's the V stand for, your middle name?
Yeah.
Which vagina. Is?
Valeria.
Valeria.
That's a better grandmaster name.
You would go by Valeria Botez. That sounds
Watch me change my name and gain 200 ELO.
And put on a European accent.
Wait a second, but before we leave, we have to say one more thing.